All right, 8:18 right now. Time check brought to you by Fort Collins Nursery, keeping yards and homes green since 1932. I am your Captain Cruise Director, Sue. Hello, welcome aboard the Crack of Dawn Morning Cruise. I guess that just proves that, yes, indeed, we are live here on the radio in the mornings, unfortunately. But I don't like tech screw-ups. I really don't. They just chap my hide. Anyway, we're going to move on because you got to do that. Life keeps marching on, and we're going to talk to Corina Cromer. She is the executive director now of Healing Warriors. Hi, Corina.
Good morning,
Good
Sue.
Morning. Thanks for being here. Oh, we love anything that helps veterans in particular because they're my favorites.
I know.
They're yours too, aren't they?
They are. They are indeed, and how timely with Veterans Day yesterday.
Right, yes.
Did you go to the parade?
No, I did not. I was signing up for Medicare.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.
But
bummer.
It was good that we had a beautiful day.
Oh,
least.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
A beautiful turnout. It was really nice, yes.
Yeah, that's terrific. And it just so happened that that's what I had to do. But I did have Dan, the Medicare man, and he took very good care of me.
I'm happy
and
to
he's,
hear that.
He's one of our sponsors. So I always got to say nice things about Dan because he's a great guy and really knows his Medicare stuff. So if something you need,
all right,
call him quickly because he is filling up fast. Anyway, let's talk about Healing Warriors.
Yes.
So you're the newer executive director. How long have you been there?
I love that the newer. Yes.
Yeah.
since July.
Okay.
Though I have been with the Healing Warriors for close to a decade now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In many different capacities. I've been a Healing Touch practitioner. I was on the board for a while. I've done a lot of outreach with Healing Warriors. So I'm not new to the landscape.
Right.
And Healing Warriors is kind of like my family. So
yeah.
I'm really happy to be able to step into that role. And
you get to boss them around.
After all this time, huh?
After all this time, you get to finally boss them around. No,
yes.
That's great. That's wonderful stuff. So kind of if people are not familiar with Healing Warriors, I know who they are and what they do, but kind of fill people in if they aren't familiar.
Yes, thank you. So we offer non-narcotic, no-cost modalities, services for veterans and their families. We're probably one of the few organizations that also helps families because we recognize, when they're stressed, it kind of travels through the family.
Sure.
And we offer craniosacral, acupuncture, and healing touch. These are three of the modalities. We have our main clinic here in Fort Collins, but we have opened this year two satellite clinics, one in Arapahoe down in Aurora.
Nice.
And one in Colorado Springs.
This is great news.
Yes, where we want to be where the veterans are. We're doing our best to just be present wherever the biggest populations are, wherever we can be closest so they can reach us, because we have noticed over the 10 years the difference that we have made in people's lives.
Sure.
And we're excited to be able to offer this. And, due to the generosity of our communities and several grants, we are able, we're in that position to offer those sessions for free.
Nice.
Which is phenomenal. So we're just glad to reach out into the community more and more and see how we can connect with everybody in order to get our services
right
out there and help our veterans.
And I appreciate the fact that, because a lot of times, no matter what's going on with a veteran or anybody, actually, first responders, that sort of thing, they've got trauma that.
Yes.
And a lot of times people self-medicate. This is not good.
You're right.
Either drugs or alcohol or any of those things. I love the holistic approach that you use because, it's safer, first of all, and it's better for you.
Yes, it is. It's definitely, it will last longer, too.
Sure.
It's not something you depend on. And I've been a trauma coach for over 20 years.
Wow.
So I understand the connection there. And sometimes it is a little hard to let go, but we guide you through with our own programs. We have programs for PTSD, for sleep disorders, for anxiety, pain, you name it. We have client care service people that come in and sit with each veteran so they get to hear what it is that they can help with, where they need to go with their services, and how to help them kind of individualize the care because everybody's different, right?
Sure.
So we definitely have the opportunity to work with them one-on-one and help. Sleep is a big thing we've noticed.
Right.
When you don't get any sleep, you have no energy. When you don't have energy, your body can't heal. It's such a vicious
circle.
And
everything becomes such a big deal.
It is, right? You have anxiety, you get angry, you're unsettled.
Right.
There's a lot to it. So sleep is one of the big things that we do address. And one of really our biggest focus is suicide ideation.
Right.
Unfortunately, we have such large numbers in Colorado, men and women. This is something that we're doing our best to help mitigate, to find support for them. We also always gather resources. So if somebody comes in and they get their sessions, they always will get a list of whatever it is that they need in the moment. Always looking to form new connections so that we can offer those resources.
Right.
So, and that's important in the community. You know, working even with other nonprofits and being able to see what helps the best this particular person and how we can get them in a better place fast.
Sure. No, yeah. That's great stuff. And I love the fact that it seems to be getting easier. Veterans are coming forward a little bit easier than they used to.
Yes.
Because they know that they're working with other people who understand what they're going through, or
yes,
what they've been through, or yes, at least have been in the service, or you know, in some kind of capacity. So
yes,
that's very helpful too, to know somebody else knows what it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of our people that work with us are veterans, right? So a lot of our staff are veterans.
Sure.
When we send people out to outreach, you know, they're veterans. There is that community that, like you said, understand each other, and that's so important.
I think it makes it so much easier. Like, oh, thank goodness, somebody finally understands. I don't want to burden my family.
Yes.
Or my friends, but yes, I really need to talk this out with somebody who gets it. Yeah.
Yes, and not to have to tell your story for the 100th time,
right? Yeah, then there's that again.
Uh-huh.
So how can veterans or first responders or anybody that needs your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, so we do have a website. It's healingwarriorsprogram.org.
Okay.
A lot of the information is on there. You're welcome to call us at the clinic, which is 970-776-VETS, VETS, or 8387. And of course, you're welcome to stop by the clinic and take a tour and try all services. Typically, this is what we do. They come in and they try each one of the modalities that we offer, and then they decide where they want to go from there.
Sure.
We're on, where are we? 1044 West Drake Road, Suite 202. We're upstairs, but we have a beautiful area. It's so soothing, so calm.
Wonderful.
We keep a beautiful environment, and we'd be happy to see you there.
Yeah, well, sounds great.
Yeah.
Karina Cromer from Healing Warriors, Executive Director, and very helpful in all respects, as
Thank
it turns
you,
out.
Sue.
Good to see you, and come by anytime if you ever have anything going on, okay?
Thank you.
Want to hear about it, want to help our veterans,
yes,
and our first responders.
Thank you so much.
Feel better and, you know, get back into society and feel great.
Mm-hmm. Thank
so,
you, Sue.
All right, all you have to do now is give me your very best arg.
Arg!
Aw, she was ready. I love it.